The Gaming Grunts return with a classic D&D 5th edition adventure, The Lost Mine of Phandelver.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to episode 41 of The Lost Mine of Phandelver, brought to you by the Gaming Grunts.
Yay! Yay.
The exuberance.
Yeah. We're super enthusiastic. So when we last left our party, they had largely completed their exploration of Wave Echo Cave. They encountered appeared to be what members of the players were concerned was a little beholder, but in actuality was something called a very, very small version of this of similar species called a spectator that was tied to the Forge of Spells that they had encountered. And in talking to them and bringing in Gundren Rockseeker, the new presumed owner of Wave Echo Cave, convinced him that his tenure watching and guarding the Forge of Spells was at an end. And he departed to move on with his life, his spectatory life, which freed up the Forge of Spells and the magic items within there. They found a magical mace called Lightbringer and a breastplate called Dragon Guard. Acquired those two items. But there is one thing remaining to be done in Wave Echo Cave to complete their contract with Gundren Rockseeker. There is one creature, undead creature, waiting for them in the building to the south that is protective over its treasure and nearly resulted in them entering into combat with this creature. Being undead, the party was a little concerned. So here we are. What would the party like to do?
Steal that guy's stuff.
Yeah, I can.
So before we go rushing in, I'd like to make a scoring correction. Although this is something the party will have to decide, but I think we gave the breastplate we picked up to Tankrin.
Correct.
And I think if Tankrin uses it, his AC will actually go down.
Yeah, it'll It'll go down by 1 point.
Oh,
so
really?
My suggestion is, since Sanswood picked up a breastplate, and this is also a breastplate, but it's +1, he would actually benefit from it. So
wow, AC 19 druids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whether or not we want to give Tankrin the mace, you know, if I'm stealing it back from Eagle Eye, but I thought he'd be able to benefit from the breastplate better. That's why I made the suggestion to give him the breastplate and give Eagle Eye the mace. But the Lightbringer is the mace that I was referring to.
I would say that Eagle Eye should probably hold on to it for now because I can use my smite against to get an extra +d8 against undead. So for three hits, I can do extra damage.
Okay. So he can get the extra undead radiant damage with the mace. You'll get it through smite
Yeah.
All right. I just want to make sure that we figured that out before we go in charging and going, oh crap, I need to change armor.
I don't think breastplate incurs a stealth penalty either. So.
It does not.
No, it's not. Yeah, I'm already wearing a breastplate. So.
Oh, you are? Okay. All right.
Yeah. This will just give him a +1 breastplate. Yeah. So go get the bonus.
And he gets resistance to breath, dragon breath weapons.
Yeah, I'm hoping this undead thing doesn't breathe dragon breath. But
did we know what type of? Did we have an inkling of what type of undead it was? Did we make a dungeoneering or religion roll or whatever when we saw it?
I don't think we ever.
I know
did.
It doesn't know where the privy is, but other than that.
No, it was getting a little fed up with having asked questions about the privy. if you want to roll me a religion, what it would be a religion check for undead, for Tankard, it either undead or either religion in relation to undead, or what is another option? Or just a straight intelligence check. It probably better for you to roll a religion check.
Yeah, religion is better for
Tankard.
Okay.
It's some kind of undead creature. You know, a lot of them are non-corporeal. There are a number of non-corporeal undeads, including spirits and ghosts and wraiths and a number of other things that it may be. It's obviously not a skeleton or a zombie or a white or a ghoul. I think white would be in that non-corporeal.
Can I try?
So, yeah, sure. Yeah, you have no idea. There you go. Sorry about that.
Wow.
We have Alan's just testing his.
Yeah, I'm just testing. You can ignore my rules.
Nah. Okay. Yeah, I forgot we actually have somebody watching our map here. So, okay. Yeah, you don't really. You're not really familiar with it.
But we've got a holy mace, and we got Tankrin, which paladins sort of know stuff about the undead, no?
Yeah, I rolled 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, let's get in there, see what happens. Worst case, run away.
Worst case, I can be a mage in my nice character.
There you go. All right. You head down to the room, or the building to the south. If you recall, these are two freestanding buildings within a larger cavern.
Mm-hmm. Before that, HP check, anyone need any health?
I think we're all completely healthy.
Okay.
Didn't we go for a long rest at the end of last?
Yeah.
Did you even get into combat last session?
No, I don't. Maybe at the start of the session, I guess.
I don't remember combat.
Yeah, the only combat we had was shooting at that stupid beetle down in the...
Yeah.
I don't know if you call that combat. I mean, it was really just target practice, but...
pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot about that. He was in the middle of the fungi room. All right. So you arrive at the door to what is actually, and I don't think it reveals anything by telling you these are the wizard's quarters. What are you gonna do? Barrel on in, or
I think we should just open and just go
right before we do that. I'm casting protection from evil on myself.
Okay, not a bad choice.
I can cast entangle when someone opens the door, but maybe later.
Well, if it's incorporeal, then. Entangling might not work too well.
Yeah.
Listen at the door.
Okay, give me a perception check.
11.
No, seems pretty quiet. Only thing you hear is the constant regular rushing of water.
Would you say it sounds like waves echoing in a cave?
It does. In fact, it's interesting that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will open the door.
Okay, you open the door and it is not there.
What?
I shout out, hello, we still can't find the privy.
As you call out, he arises from the floor.
Great work.
And looks at you and says, perhaps your wait to use the privy in the afterlife won't be as long a wait as you expected. And everybody roll initiative.
Take the token first.
That's why you need a bard in the team.
7. You've been rolling.
Did I roll?
7 so high, so far is the highest.
Wow.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay, where did my initiative tracker go? There it is.
Wow, you don't have the number.
When the bard gets the highest initiative, things aren't going to go well.
Well,
by singing us a song.
Okay, something changed here. All right. I swear they must have changed the.
There we go.
Oh, there. Oh. All right, and. Yeah, the bar. Yeah. It did not. You did not get the best initiative. So, he just rushes forward, and rushes at
the person who opened the door.
Actually, he's been goaded by Agadir, he's enraged. And he's actually going to go barreling past everybody and go right after, right after Agadir. You get an attack of opportunity. Nobody else does because he is not leaving their threat area, but you do.
12.
A 12 will not hit. Okay. And he is going to do? He's going to attack with
fireball.
All right. Let's see. Does a 16 hit you, Agadir?
Yeah, 16 will hit.
Okay. Then it will do 19 points of necrotic damage.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa is right, yes. And I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, I don't like it.
It's only the bard. We're fine.
Yeah, after this game, we can have another class in our thing.
Oh, nice. An 18 will save. It was a DC 13 constitution saving throw. So you meet the value, so you're good. Great. So that was its attack.
What is it using to attack Agadir?
He's reaching out to actually strike Agadir. And by the way, that Constitution saving throw, you felt your life force trying to pull your life force from you.
Whoa.
You fear what would have happened had that actually succeeded.
Mm.
So, okay. So that is its turn. Agater.
Yeah, that hurt.
Would you like to respond in kind? Or
I wasn't quite expecting that.
Go full defensive.
Yeah, I think I will respond in kind. I am going to cast Dissonant Whispers at second level. And he needs to, let's see. Yeah, he needs to make
a... Go ahead and link the description of the spell.
Or just click on cast.
That way...
Well, it shows damage, that may be wrong, because this is a first level spell, and casting it second level spell does an additional 1d6. So if
can
it does
you right
it wrong,
click or alter shift or something to get it to do it at a higher level?
No, but if it goes through it the first, there's a button to do the 1d6. I'll just do additional damage from that.
Okay, all right.
So let's see what it does.
Okay. But can you link a description of the spell? Okay. So he needs to do a Constitution...
Wisdom.
Wisdom save.
DC 13.
Half damage, or...?
On a failed save, it takes 3d6 psychic damage and must immediately use its reaction.
To move away.
Yeah, let's see if it succeeds. Half damage if it succeeds. Yeah.
He got a nat 20. For a total of 22. No.
But anyway, so it's
7 points.
So it's 14, six, seven.
Yeah, seven yeah, points.
7 points of damage. All right. Okay. There you go. Any movement or bonus actions or anything else?
No, because my only bonus action actually. Yeah, as a bonus action, I will. Let me make sure I have.
You can still roll a 3d6 and it takes half of the damage.
He did. That was what the 8 was. The 8 was.
The 8 was a 3d6, and then the extra credit at second level. Yeah.
I see. Sorry about that.
Yep. Trying to see if I have my.
What kind of damage was that, by the way? It's psychic damage?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I need to. This guy's got a lot of qualifications here, and I need to make sure I'm taking them all into account. But yeah, we're good.
Yep, I'm going to inspire Eagle Eye as my bonus action with Bardic Inspiration. That'll be the end of my turn. I'm going to hold my ground. I don't want to give him another attack of opportunity.
So that's like a
extra d6.
So 1d6 for any ability check, attack roll, or saving throw for the next 10 minutes.
For the most part, if you're rolling a d20, you have the option of using that one time to add to the...
And you make that choice after, right? After you roll the d20?
Yeah. Okay.
Before the outcome.
Before you know the results.
The hit or miss result, not the result of that roll.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
while it's tumbling across the table.
Use my lightning bolt. Almost natural 20.
So you're attacking with lightning. Okay. Great. Yeah. That will definitely hit for sure.
Yeah. I'm not going to use inspiration for now. Let me do the.
That'd be a waste.
Yeah.
Don't forget your extra damage.
It's a radiant, right?
The mace does bludgeoning, and then there's an extra d8 of radiant that you should. Is there an extra?
Exactly, because that's right. This is an undead creature, so you get that additional radiant damage.
Wow.
When playing the mace, deals an extra 1d6 radiant damage to an undead creature. So yeah.
Is there a 1d6 button somewhere? Or
wow. Yeah, that is
okay. Wow.
Okay. An additional 6 points of damage. 14. Yeah, that was a solid solid hit, and this creature just screams in pain at that radiant damage. You can see it shirk away from the weapon as it hits. It is not happy.
It's not my turn.
Do I know that you
smirk at him?
Smirk as a reaction.
I'm just gonna use my talents now. Before that, I'm gonna send a key point. To do flurry of blows.
Okay.
Find the one. Okay, I burnt one over here. I'm gonna use, there you go, flurry of blows. But I'm gonna use my talent for my unarmed strike. So it's what are these ones like? It's a bludgeoning, whereas talents is a slashing. I'm gonna use my talents to see if it's, can I take a hit?
Nope, that will not hit.
Oh, I'm not gonna use my inspiration. I'm gonna do the final attack.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I need to let you decide that.
Yeah.
What is the final roll for this one? It's 11. I'm gonna use my inspiration right now.
Okay.
D6, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
One, two, six.
Oh, unfortunately, it's not quite enough.
Now I'm gonna because since I used a key point and used a flurry of blows, I get this thing where I can
disengage.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Sure. The drunken technique, or
that was, yeah, drunken technique. I was trying to find that one. Yeah, I'm going to disengage, mm-hmm. and then I'm just going to move back.
Okay,
I could find the right window. Okay, there you go. I'm going to move back into the 1, 2, 10. The door is open, right? I could go inside the room, I guess.
Yeah, the door is open.
I'm just going to move back over here.
All righty. Okie doke. And that's it. Then Tankrin.
Okay, I'm going to move here next to Agadir. It's still within I haven't left the AOE, the area. Then use my longsword against. And miss, as usual.
Yeah. All right. Any other?
No.
Bonus actions, right? No. Okay. Lillian.
You can ignore me measuring how far away I can get.
I am.
We'll make it over to here.
The bravery is astounding.
Bravery, Lillian.
And then I will use my longbow to try and shoot at this little turd that I'm not running away from.
You're tactically repositioning.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Yes. That's right. 21 will absolutely hit.
Or six.
Six. Yeah. Right. So it hits. It passes through the creature. It definitely did some damage, but not as much as you expected it to.
Oh, good. I would be surprised if I pierced the ghost to death. Yes.
I was afraid it would be a mischance. Looks like it might be just be half damage, which is.
Yeah, he has damage resistance.
Against, DR. Okay.
Yeah, non-magical attacks that aren't silvered. Okay. I'll let you know that because you have no opportunity to magically acquire silvered weapons, so you're not going to use that to your advantage.
I pull it out of my Doraemon pocket.
All right. That's it for you?
Yep.
Okay, then Sanswood.
How can I move here? Wild shape into a brown bear.
Okay.
And reduce your armor class?
Yeah, but 35 HP, why not? Yeah. And bite
three
it.
Points.
Bite it.
That will definitely hit.
It's piercing, so I'm not sure if.
Just like with Lillian's attack, your attack was twice as good, but it seemed to do half the damage you would expect.
And then since I can multi-attack, that's why I wild shape into a bear, use my claws.
Wow, good rolls. A 19 will hit.
And a 10.
And then additional 5 damage.
Okay.
And
great.
Okay. It is its turn again, and it is going to go after its favorite target. Agador.
Not against the Lightbringer wielder.
It wants nothing to do with that mace.
Okay.
And the mace, by the way, is 40 feet away now. So, and it hits with a 22, which was not a natural 20, does 13 points of damage.
Are you still alive?
I'm still standing at the moment.
Please define alive.
I need you to make me a constitution saving throw.
Yep, I was already looking for that.
Oh, no.
What happened? That will fail.
And?
Your hit point maximum is reduced by an amount equal to the damage taken. So you took your maximum hit points is down 13 points. And we'll go over what that means later.
So I was at 35, so now I'm at 22. Is that the right math?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So you're shrinking.
We're all engineers, and we're sitting there going,
"How do we do simple math?
I don't remember."
So
I don't
know why I studied math.
By losing the hit point maximum, does he also lose current hit points?
No.
He already deducted his.
Oh, okay. So it just did both.
It does
13 points basically. If I fail, it brings down my current hit points by 13, and it brings my max down by 13. So.
Yes.
So healing's not going to do me as good, but I'm going to need it anyway. So I'm assuming, is that his turn? Or are we still
that
on
is,
him?
That is its turn.
Run.
So to keep from having to use the privy in my pants, I am going to.
You'll get to use it in the afterlife.
Hopefully not. But I have a free use of Misty Step, and I am going to use it right now.
There you go.
And
all right,
that gives me 30 feet of moving, and I am going to pop back. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, pretty much back here near Lillian.
All right,
so I am way the hell out, and as I do that, I pull my bow out.
Oh, you're gonna Misty Step and then move. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
that was more than 30 feet. Yeah, okay, great.
Misty Step is a bonus action. Well, yeah, either way,
I'm getting out of there. Yeah, right. Yeah, you can get there. It's just how you get there. Yeah.
So this step was my bonus action. And actually, you know, I was going to pull my bow out, but I think I am going to just... Actually, I can't do that. Darn it. Nope, I can't cast another spell, so I will shoot at that creature.
As soon as you Misty Step away, his eyes goes wide and sees you where you Misty Step, and he screams, "No, come back!" Everything?
Short bow. I'm going to short bow attack.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You haven't actually attacked.
15.
15 will hit.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Six
or whatever.
And just like all the rest, didn't do quite as much as you expected, but it looks like it's having trouble maintaining its form. Its non-corporeal form. It seems a lot ragged around the edges, and basically it's looking a little rough. Actually, I did that wrong. No, I did it right. Never. Okay. Eagle Eye.
Okay, it's 20 feet movement to get in the melee range, right? Like this is the one.
10, 20, 30 feet.
30 feet, yeah, sure, that's fine.
Yeah, you're, okay. I don't.
20.
Oh, 20. No, you're right. You're, okay, I'm looking at the, never mind, I'm looking at the squares.
You realize inside the room. You're correct. Inside the building.
Yeah. You're correct, okay. It's 20 feet.
I'm just going to come 20 feet over here. Come right next to it. 15.
It's actually 15. Yeah.
I'm just going to use my
new weapon.
The Lightbringer, the new one, fancy one. Yeah.
And the one it does not like.
Yeah.
That will hit.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
This one.
And the extra. And the extra.
One,
two,
six.
Wow.
Four.
And with that, it lets out a blood-curdling scream in frustration for having not been able to take out Agadir. It's past and his form disapparates. And disappears.
Ooh, I'm gonna say, I like this new toy. I'm like,
is there anything left on the ground, or is it just
no? There's it just puffs away and in like an ethereal smoke kind of thing and vanishes.
So I can't use his remains as a privy.
No, sadly.
Darn. That was the whole reason for taunting him.
All right. Well, what would you like to do?
So what is Agadir's condition?
I am in a little bit of pain. I have three, not to metagame, but I have 3 hit points.
About HP, is it restore back? No.
My max is 22. No, okay. My current is 3. So
the way this works is your hit point reduction remains in place until you finish a long rest.
Okay.
So you'll be fine once you have a night's sleep. Not that you technically know that. But that's the mechanics.
Okay, first I wild shape back. I cancel a wild shape and back into a druid, back into human form.
Okay.
Human.
Gnomon.
Wait, did we take a long rest at some point?
It's been a couple of episodes, but you haven't really needed one.
Yeah,
I was just surprised because I thought we had, but then I don't have any spell slots, so we must not have, or at least I didn't click it.
Entire last episode, you guys killed a beetle, and that was about it. And you didn't really even engage with it. You got rid of the spectator, but there's no combat.
Yeah.
There's no spell casting or anything. Yeah.
Okay, I went into the room and cast.
You're going to cast magic?
Yeah, detect magic, ritual cast. And you guys can do whatever you want. It takes 10 minutes.
I'm just going to look around to see if there are any things because it's guarding something, right?
You ritual cast detect magic. You do not find, you do not detect anything. But other than the generalized sense of magic that pervades this entire area, which you noticed when you were casting it in the Forge of Spells, there is a residual magic that remains after whatever happened here happened. In this entire area, the cavern outside, this room, Forge of Spells, the entire area seems to have a magical residue. You give me an Arcana check.
While this is going on, I lay on hands Agadir for 14 hit points back.
You get the sense that a lot of intense magic occurred at during one event, it is not difficult to make the connection that it was in relation to the fight to defend Wave Echo Cave when it was, you know, when it was lost. And it is probably related to magical combat that occurred at that time.
I see. So there was a magical combat in the cave. In the cave, like
in this area in general, it was particularly intense, resulting in the
roughly how long? I mean, how long ago? Or
it was what did I say the other day? 500 years.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it was a long time ago. That was when Wave Echo Cave.
The magic is strong.
Yeah.
To last 500 years.
Okay. So in this room, in addition to that, there was the chest that this was a white. This white was defending that was its treasure that it did not want you to get access to. So there is a chest.
Okay. There's a chest. And Tanker just do lay on hand to Aether, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm up to 17. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any level one cell slot left? I mean, Aether, I can do a.
Yeah, I can. I can do a heal or whatever on myself. I was just waiting to see what we're gonna do first.
I see. So let's try search the room there. Where is the chest?
The chest is at the foot of one of the beds.
Okay, I'll try open it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, you go ahead and try to open it, and do me a favor and roll nothing, because nothing happens.
Wow.
And it is, yeah, it's a first. So in this chest, there was a lot of coins.
Mm-hmm.
There are 1,100 copper pieces, 160 silver pieces, 50 gold pieces. You also find 3 diamonds, which, based upon your experience, are probably worth about 100 gold pieces each, and a wooden pipe that is adorned with platinum filigree.
Oh.
But it is not magic, based upon your detect magic that is still up. You do sense a little bit of magic coming from it as you open the chest, from a number of tomes that are in there. It is just a very, very mild magic. Can you give me a arcana check again? Okay. You're familiar with the preservation of books and papers, scrolls, and that sort of thing, using magic, and that appears to be what has happened here, that these tomes have been preserved through the use of magic. So the books themselves are not magic themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a magical preservation. As you look through the books, there are a number of histories on various topics, as you're kind of flipping through them. Just to kind of get a sense for what they are, you notice that one of them has a map sewn into its cover. It appears to be a map of some underground caverns or dungeon of some sort. It has no relation to the book, so you're not sure exactly what it's about.
Okay, Thank you.
So, yeah, it doesn't seem related to anything. It just, yeah.
And by the way, this is an open door, right? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I can hand over the those things I got to Team Inventory. Are you going to split it now?
That's the coins.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that if you. So I still hand you diamonds.
Yeah, I got it.
Wooden type pipe and the books and scrolls, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So added 15 gold pieces and 4 silver into.
Everyone gets that each.
Yeah. Let me try and manage that. 15 and 4. Okay. So. Yeah, I try to search the room is for these. Like, is there anything in the bed or something? Try to search the room to see is there anything left in the room.
No, everything else here is pretty well damaged by the fight that occurred here. Mm-hmm. The furniture is charred and splintered, and you don't really find anything else of value.
Okay. Are you going to open the door, anyone?
No, go for it.
I prefer you open the door early. Since you are so brave. I don't know.
I am so brave that I'm willing to sacrifice my team to open that door.
I'm waiting here for you guys to see if you guys want to.
I can open the door, but like somebody has to control my character.
Yeah, I won't. Let me try to listen to the door to see if there's anything behind it. Can I do that?
I'm sorry. Go ahead and make a perception check. Yeah.
One.
You hear absolutely nothing whatsoever.
He's not even sure it's a door.
It's so quiet, I don't even know if I'm deaf or something. Okay.
You gonna open it?
Okay, just open it. Open the door.
It is unlocked.
Unlocked, okay.
It is an empty, largely empty storeroom. Some debris and nothing interesting. In fact, it is so uninteresting, the text of the adventure doesn't even mention it.
Okay, I close the door and run out and scream, run! And run out of the room.
So, can I insight check that?
Sure! Absolutely!
I'm also going to insight check that.
You've been with this unless you want to roll a deception check. You've been adventuring with this guy for way too long.
He's deceptive as much as he is perceptive.
No, I have plus 0. It's slightly better. Okay.
Oh man.
never take the droid to the card game with you.
We should bring the map and stuff up to Gundren and see if he knows anything about it, given cave dwarf, you know, they live in those.
Yeah, sure, sure. you head up back to the room that you you began all of this in. Without any issues or anything, it appears other than the crashing of the water against the rocks, the echoing of the waves in the cave, things seem peaceful for once. There was always a sense of danger and dread here, but It definitely feels like things have gotten back to a state of what you imagine was once normal. And you get back up to the front cavern, and you show him the map, and he looks at it and goes, "No, I have no idea. This appears to be, you know, a map of something that someone was interested in, but it makes no sense to me."
There's no writing or anything on it. It's just a map.
No, it's just a map. Just a map.
Mm-hmm. And can we keep it?
He kind of shrugs his shoulders. And he's like, I have no use for it. It turns out to be a map to another mine. Good for you, but I don't see any reason why you can't have it. You successfully cleared out all the threats from these caverns, and you certainly deserve your reward.
Cool. Thanks.
Great.
I feel it's a good time to do some experience check, but okay.
All right. So, Gundren's like, well, we've accomplished what we've set out to do here. And I think it's time that my brother and I head back to Phandalin. We have some supplies to purchase and some dwarves to hire, because I think it's high time we got this mine back into operation. And so that we, of course, can make our wealth, but so can you. You will be getting a cut of the proceeds from the mine. Mm-hmm. And we'll work out what those numbers look like as we move forward. Would you like to head back into Phandalin?
Yep.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
We could
recommend him a good necromancer because he could just use all of the bodies around to.
There you go. Just for
a bunch of 500-year-old dead dwarfs.
Yeah, it's cheaper than hiring nothing.
For the sake of posterity, I'm going to reveal. Why is this not letting me do? There we go. Oh, I think I just need to turn off. There we go.
Wow. And
there is Waybecko Cave.
Well, how many sessions does this take? Like.
What's that creature up in the north, northeast?
It is the creature of the, what is that called? It's a.
Is that the beetle staff guy?
Oh, are you talking? Yeah, actually a.
Yeah, there's a token.
Oh, there is. Okay, yeah, there is. Oh, yeah, I know. I know what that is. That's the dude that
we were chasing but did not catch.
Yes.
The drow.
The black Plastaff.
With a staff.
Yeah. He was I put him off the side of the margins of the map to get him out of the way. Rather than deleting him if I needed to bring him back.
He's got the no clip cheat code and went through the walls.
Yeah, and that is something to remember. You did not kill everything. That was in this this cavern. One got away.
Did we kill the slimy creature?
Yes, you did.
Yep.
Yeah, it's on the ceiling and drops, right?
Right. Yeah, he showed up with a friend while you were taking a shorter long rest. And
maybe siblings, we don't know. Okay.
So just curious, where exactly are they mining in the cave?
You're trying to add logic to Dungeons & Dragons dungeons. I mean, where are the bathrooms?
Yeah.
There's no privy. I've been all over this map, and I can't find it anywhere.
It's easier.
Where are the closets? Where are the cleaning supplies?
That's right. That's right. There are so that, you know, it, and that's the funny thing about D&D is that at some point we've all decided that the details of things like bathrooms and cleaning supplies and these sort of things aren't important. Yeah. So they don't add anything to our adventure. Therefore, we can dispense with them.
Yeah, ventilation.
Ventilation. Yeah, exactly. So they just, you know, they're just complications that don't add to the game. So we tend to ignore them. But you'll find people that do.
I will say that in the Essentials Kit, the Dragon Spire, whatever peak,
Dragon of Ice Fire Peak. Yeah,
that one of the maps in there does have privies listed as part of the.
Yeah, and you'll see like maps of taverns where there are maybe like outhouses out back or something like that. So sometimes they have a nod to it, but. I mean, there's all kinds of things we don't think about when we're dealing with, especially like city adventures. There's a lot of hand-wavium that occurs. There's a lot of things that go on in a city that to keep it running and maintaining. And we ignore all of that because it doesn't add to the adventure. It doesn't, you know, so that's all background noise that, you know, maybe there are cases where you bring some of that in just for flavor or whatever,
the key for me that's always hard to balance is like, if we left and came back a week later, would all of the bugs and Flagstaff and et cetera just still be standing in this room? What exactly are they doing?
What are they doing in the meantime? Although there are DMs who will
plan for that.
Consider progression over time. If you watch Critical Role, occasionally there will be cases where the big bad has moved its plans forward in the time that, you know, that they were being ignored or not, yep. That the party was off doing something else. You have the option of putting as much verisimilitude mm-hmm. into your game or not. It's entirely up to you. But not to get too off track, we still have a little bit to wrap up here. You make your way back to Phandalin. You arrive in the town. People are happy to see you again. You're still remembered as the people that dealt with the Red Brands and made things safer. And
didn't we?
And you defended the town. That's actually probably the bigger yeah. issue.
Yeah, 32 and a quarter orcs, I remember.
the heroes of Phandalin have returned. But you know, things have settled down since then. Everybody's still, you know, happy to see you, get warm greetings from everyone. You're given a few nights stay at the inn complimentary for all that you've done. And you're able to get that next long rest. So, Agadir, you can reset your
hit points.
Max hit points, right? And things start settling down into something a little more normal. You You get after a few days of relaxing, and you're kind of getting a little antsy, you get word from an associate of the gentleman who runs the Lion Shield Coster. The lady?
I think it's
been
a while.
Yeah. Lady? Yep, thank you. That there has been, you've been kind of, you know, talking about your experiences with, you know, with some of these, with the glass staff who got away and things like that, and apparently there was a sighting of someone that matched the description of glass staff in. This town of Tribor. Tribor, is, if you recall, Tribor Trail is the. Let's switch to our broader map here. Tribor Trail is the road that that cuts off from the. From the high road, you've taken it many times. The reason it's called Tribor Trail is because if you continue going northeast, east-northeast on that trail, you will eventually run into the town of Tribor.
I was going to hope that there were exactly three pigs.
Well, actually, there is lore about the... about the name Tribor, and I don't have it up in front of me. Gosh darn it! It has to do the person who founded the town named it after three boars that he encountered while hunting in that area, and when they decided to create this town, they named it Tribor. So there is something to do with three boars. That is true. Gundren says, well, you know, probably not a bad idea to wrap up that little piece of that little complication. He knows the location of Wave Echo Cave, perhaps we can arrange for some kind of a bonus if you can track down Black Spider. I'm getting my characters confused. If you could track down the Black Spider and bring him to justice, or death, whatever. So would you be willing to make the trip out to Tribor to pursue the Black Spider?
I mean, to the group, what are our alternatives? Because I want more money.
The alternative is to go fight the dragon in Thundertree.
Yeah, we'll have a dragon waiting for us.
And there's also a Wyvern Tor, which we never actually went up to.
True.
Yeah, where all those orcs are supposed to be.
Yeah.
Although maybe they are depleted now that they once they attack Phandalin.
Yeah, but also should we do some supply? For example, I have an extra breastplate in mind. And anyone wants it or
an extra breastplate? Oh, breastplate. Breast, yeah.
Breastplate. Yep. Breastplate. Yep.
Yeah, we can deal with the shopping later. But I mean, motivation wise, so Black Spider, what was his deal?
The Black Spider was the guy that you fought in. Way of Echo Cave. He wanted Way of Echo Cave for himself.
Oh, he was also the cause behind Cragmaw Castle, right? Like,
yes,
there was a note from him.
He took the dwarf.
You're right. He was the mastermind behind Cragmaw Castle, the Red Brands, really everything.
You want to go after him then.
Okie doke.
Mastermind.
So technically, we are at the conclusion of the lost mine of Phandelver.
Because it's not lost anymore.
There are a handful of loose threads. You could certainly pursue them at your leisure, or as you choose. We'll be starting into a second phase beginning this next episode. The new adventure is going to be, as we discussed, is going to be based around Storm King's Thunder. We're making a transition at this point into that. We'll weave anything with the Black Spider into the Black Beetle. What are we calling him?
No, it's okay. Don't worry. Okay.
All right.
Thanks for explaining this.
It's hard to remember those things. So there has been some interest in doing a character shift. And one of the things that I'm going to do is I am going to say, for the sake of simplicity at this point, everybody simply level up to level 5.
Whoa. Minimum XP to level 5.
Yeah, minimum XP to level 5. And if you create a new character, create it at minimum XP level 5. If you do create a character, let me know the details behind that character. Maybe a little bit of a backstory with them. And we really didn't end up using backstories in this adventure quite the way I was hoping to, but maybe we'll be able to integrate it in as we move forward with Storm King Sutter. You can certainly take your old character into the new adventure, obviously, if you have interest in doing that. But I know Bala, you were interested in exploring a new character, new class and race, which would be cool.
A couple of characters that I found, but what other folks are planning to do. So
yeah, I'm planning to continue with Tankrin. So
so do I. I'm going to Sanswood. Yeah, I'm going to.
Sanswood is Sanswood.
Yeah, but I'm going to play a Sanswood level 5 druid, or a level. I'm thinking more on healer side, so I'm thinking level 4 druid with level 1 cleric.
Cleric. Interesting. Dual classing. Nice. All right.
What about you, Alma?
Yeah, I'll probably continue on with Lillian. I think I do want to look at what I selected for some of the level 1, 2, and 3 like features and traits.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just to make sure, because at the end it didn't seem useful what I selected. And obviously that's situational as well.
Yeah.
But
Hordebreaker never.
I know more than I do now. Oh yeah, I mean, Hordebreaker turned out to be super useful.
It was killer, yeah, literally.
And same thing, I think everything would be minor.
Okay.
Minor tweaks.
That's fine.
And level 5 is what brings sort of the thing that I'm most excited for, which is just 2 attacks straight up.
So what I'd like to do, if you want to make little tweaks, you know, in your existing character, that's cool. You know, as we're making this transition into the new campaign, once we're into the new campaign, let's keep everything, every decision we make canon, and then. But yeah, I mean, most of you guys are just getting your feet wet or getting your feet re-wet into D&D, and I'm cool with that. But Bala,
yep,
don't feel any pressure at all, because this is all about experiencing D&D and what it has and what you can do with it. So whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I think since Answer is going to dip into cleric, like I'm going to go with sorcerer in that case. Like, I'll create the background for the sorcerer. Just the base of it, and I'll share those details with you.
Cool.
Yeah, like I created a sorcerer, a cleric, and then a gloomstalker ranger, and then a wizard. I haven't finished creating that one, so I'm just going to go with sorcerer now.
Cool. All right. All right, yeah.
I think I might stick with the bard.
You good, should, we get to keep our
damn it.
I had a plan to bring Agador's dad in as the fifth level fighter if something tragic was to happen, although it was probably a near-death experience with the white, but it was
pretty close.
my other background was to bring in a fifth level rogue that was a friend of Agador's back from Neverwinter that he kind of schemed and did stuff with. But
by the way, that white had a 60-foot fly speed. It could have reached you on its next turn. Yeah, I was like, oh man, if they, for whatever reason, if they cannot kill it, and they do not kill it through attacks of opportunity, it had a pretty decent chance of taking you out.
I was a little worried after my Misty Step, because I was going to go, oh, I'll just Misty Step and I'll heal, and I was like, wait a minute, I can't do both. And I was like, well, no, technically I could, because I had my potion
that I could have drank
as my action. And I'm like, you know what? My next round is going to be a heal if I have to do anything, but I need to get the hell out of here first.
Yep.
And if not, it would have been fun. I was planning on, I'd re-roll somebody if Agador died, and that would have been it. But
I was actually going to heal you before I technically repositioned. But I had no spell
slots. No, you weren't.
So I was like, well, I mean, not in character. Metagaming, I was.
So when we start the next session, I'm going to have to set up set up Storm King's Thunder in Roll20. That may require me to create, or I may just do it anyway, even if I don't need to, a new Roll20 campaign. So it'll be a little bit different than this one. But I plan to do that before the next session, which will be hypothetically in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Plan for 2 weeks, yeah.
All right. We will do that. I'm going to actually stop recording. We can still chat.